And so we will get into our catechetical moment, which we are on the second part of baptism today. What benefits does baptism give? It works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. Which are these words and promises of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe will be condemned." So this kind of answers the question as far as why do we baptize people? What is the point? And God is gracious enough to tell us that point. He doesn't just command us to do things for no reason. He actually commands us to do things for very good reasons. And most of the time, he tells us what they are. And here in this case, the reason that we get baptized, the reason that we baptize our children and pretty much anybody who wants to be baptized is because we recognize the wonderful gifts that come along with baptism. We get forgiveness of sins from our baptism. We are rescued from death and from the devil by our baptism. And he gives us eternal salvation to everybody who believes it. And this is the words and promises of God. God has attached these gifts to that water and, of course, most importantly, the Word, right? It is the Word that does these things. And that's kind of what we'll get into next week when we talk about the third part of baptism. So I would encourage you to remember that today, especially as we're going through our service, as we're thinking about the fact that we are forgiven, the fact that we are saved, that came to us through our baptism, just as it comes to us when we hear the word, and just as it comes to us when we receive the body and blood of our Lord.